I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA, and we're back with episode 3 of The Real Housewives of New York. Now, Mary, tell me, did Brynn bring a vibe for you this episode?
She did. I see what we were missing.
Yes.
Erin's still my number one girl. I feel bad that her heat doesn't work. She doesn't know how to start a fire, and these girls are being bitches to her. And I feel like she's Teddy Mellencamp.
Rate. Let's rate them this week then. My number one girl is going to Brynn.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, still Jenna. She's not given, like, putting a fire to this. She's not like, this is like, I'm sorry. This whole thing about leaving is so ridiculous to me.
No,
it's like when Lou got stuck Lou got stuck in the lower level. It's a fourth wall breaking, right?
Completely. They're like, well, we all have to be here and stay in this and film all day. So you should too. Even though like cameras go down at night and stuff, and it's not like Summer House where they're like literally. Like
Uba wanted to stay in a hotel, right? Because she wanted some like me time. But I also understood where Jenna was coming from. I have a 6 a.m. call. You guys were loud. I don't want to be rude and tell you to keep it down. I live 10 minutes down the road. I don't want to make a big deal of me leaving. So I'm going to slip out because the cameras are already off. We're recording with iPhones. You guys are also drunk and I am not. So I'm just going to go. I'm going to sleep. And then I'm going to come back after my call in the morning. Nobody was even up at 7 a.m.
Actually, Jenna dropped a lot for me this week. And I think she's a fascinating person and I'm intrigued by her and I want her to touch me. But I am worried that she's not going to give us quite enough. I don't think she will do well at a reunion. I don't think she's like confrontational enough. She doesn't want to be argumentative. She wants everyone to just like get along. And I think she's like willing to tell her own story, but she doesn't want to be in the drama with the girls.
She's not going to be a pawn in someone else's story.
Right. And I don't think she'll do well at a reunion. And because I started trying to think about like, okay, what's like the couches kind of. And I started just thinking about what are we going to talk about from these episodes at the reunion? And I just was like, I don't know if Jenna is perhaps a housewife in some ways.
Okay.
I don't think she'll like defend
herself. So who are you putting at the top?
My top is Erin's my girl.
Okay. Okay.
I would go Brynn.
Okay.
Loved Sai this week. She won me over.
Okay.
Uba, I love. Yeah.
Yeah. I love her with flirting with the instructor.
But Jenna went down for me and
Okay, fine. I'll lower her on my list too. I'll put one was Brynn, two's Uba for me, three Sai. Or I guess Erin. Erin is just, she's uptight. She can't like.
You don't wants, like her want, for no
and
reason.
And she wants Jenna to like her so much. Absolutely. She wants Jenna to be her buddy, right? It's like Cy and Brynn are alliances. Together. You know, it's like she's like, Jenna, yeah. Like I thought Brynn was kind of, she didn't give her a convincing argument, but I actually understood what she was saying, which is like, oh no, it's because it's Jenna Lyons.
I like that they call her Jenna Lyons too. I want to call her Jenna Lyons.
Yeah. It's like when Shannon Bedore always like Tamara Judge.
I love Heather people DeBrow. Calling people with their last names. I think that if you have a story, especially if, like you're talking about a story from elementary or school, you need to use the person's first and last name because it makes you more credible. It helps you speak with conviction. You know what I mean?
Give me an example.
All right. Back in the day, I was in third grade and Courtney Frayn barfed on top of her desk during math class. I'll never forget it.
Okay.
You know, but see the credibility by saying Courtney Frayn.
Oh, okay. Okay. Untrue,
it just makes you more credible. But
okay, I see what you're saying. You're giving a full name, like it's a proper name.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think Jessel has a upward battle. I mean, she's literally talking to Erin, like, well, her house is at the ocean, yours is not. Do you
She's everything is a complaint. I mean, now listen, I'd be annoyed too if it was freezing.
Right.
That was freezing. I mean, I would be annoyed.
Just feel like she's like off season. She hasn't been there in 6 weeks. They probably never even use their heat, like, because they're always there during the summer. You know, I feel bad for her. I'm getting that Teddy Mellencamp when Erica Dana Jane had her period and had to go to the hotel vibe.
Sure. No, I mean, I get that. But
now I almost think that Erica Jane probably was hooking up with the guy at the hotel and she didn't really have her period.
Oh.
And now we said it.
Wow. Okay. Wow. We'll get there. I don't know. I understand. I don't know why that there's something for, I cannot move past what is bugging me about Erin.
I know you really don't like her.
I'm just like, there's just something that's making her unlikable for me where I'm like, you just can't roll with the punches or like, I don't know. But then I'd be annoyed if everybody's making fun of my house consistently or telling me it's cold. Imagine, like, shut up.
Like, they're like, it's freezing. I can't connect. My phone's not connecting. They're like, she's like, do you have Wi-Fi? Because you can get on the internet, you know?
Yeah.
And I love like size, like, guys, let's recognize this is free 99. Like, you're not paying a cent to come here.
After last week's episode, when she came into the bedroom and then fell, I was like, it's what she deserves because she was annoying me so much. But then she won me over a little bit this week, too. And she's like talking about her upbringing and everything. And then she
totally redeemed herself.
Exactly. So then I was like, OK, you didn't deserve to fall, but it was a lighthearted moment and it did break it up a little bit. But Jessel's just got to I'm still trying to figure out how she's in PR. I guess they say those that can't do teach. Yeah. So maybe that's kind of what it is. She's not good at PR for herself,
but she can teach others.
Yeah. Something like that. Okay. So they all wake up at like 9:30 a.m. So nobody's even up at 7 a.m. for the shashuka.
What is shashuka?
Sounds like a breakfast dish.
I would love to. Is it like
I bet you know what's great?
A Google.
Unlike Jessel, we can connect to the internet right now.
I would assume it's like an Israeli dish.
Shakshuka.
North African and Middle Eastern meal of poached eggs and a simmering tomato sauce with spices.
This looks delicious.
It's easy and healthy and takes less time. You can add bell pepper and olive oil, eggs, chili powder.
Are you also on downshiftology.com?
That was the first thing that came up. That's great. Apparently Erin's starving the group.
Yeah. Literally, I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Like, why can't anybody eat? And also, this is making me think of like Atlanta, you know, where like Kenya DoorDash crab cakes just for herself but nobody else. So I'm like, are there no working restaurants here that anybody can like DoorDash? We've got no Taco Bell in the Hamptons.
But I kind of get it too. So I myself, like, I try to wait as long in the day as possible to start eating because I feel like when you kick off the eating, then you just eat more.
Sure.
So I try to wait as long as possible. Clearly, Erin's on the same thing. And she's like, well, I was going to make the shashuka, but then Jenna said I can't make the shashuka because she was going to barf while we worked out. So I waited, but then she just left my house. You know, she left the house. She was nowhere to be found. So they were all like also making it seem like she Irish goodbye. And it's like, The girl left at 11, was back by 9:30 in the morning. Calm down. And brought you guys coffee.
You guys all saw her leave. It's like, yes, I could see it being the breaking of the fourth wall where sometimes I wish they would just let them say that on camera. Like, we still have to film, or like, we have to, like, the cameras are in our face when we're waking up this morning. You don't have to deal with that. That's annoying.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, it makes me
feel Aaron's like, on the lower level. Well, clearly you don't like my house.
But that, yeah, that's the whole thing is like, you don't like my house. Like, everything is like, and then I was kind of agreeing with Jenna too. And she's like, so you guys are all adults,
right?
Just because I say something doesn't mean you have to follow that. Or you, that's the rule of the, like, that's how everything
goes. You could have made the shishuka before the workout and I wouldn't have eaten it. That's
what
I'm saying.
And then at that point too, you're saying you wanted to make it at 7. You guys got out of bed at 9:30.
Right. I mean, David's showing up, this personal trainer. Woo, baby. And him, I think they had a connection.
They did. Like, I think he was kind of like, whoa, she's hitting on me. I know. Like, he was like,
I'll go in for the hug.
Yeah. I like that. I like that the whole time she just kept like falling into him. Like, oh. And I loved it. And I was like, honestly, this could be a match. I'm kind of into this.
It's really cute. And yeah. This is what I've been saying lately. 80% is what you eat. 20% is fitness. I haven't been saying 100% mindset. I like that one.
I think we need to start doing that because the 80 and the 20 has always existed.
I believe that.
It's the 100% is the head, because I'm like, I could work out for hours. And then I'm like, but pasta.
Right. Pasta's great. You know,
Cheese.
Pizza.
I love bread.
Italian food.
Oprah. Yeah. Anything that I'm like, ooh, I shouldn't have it. I want it.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that's 80%.
I just made a delicious salad for lunch, though.
Ooh, I did. Tell me what you put in it.
This is what I did. I did one cucumber.
Yep. How do you cut up your cucumber? This is actually important. Kendall Jenner style. Just kidding. But I did laugh that Brynn also said that on this episode, too. Are you a quarters or half?
Because I usually would do like slices of cucumber, mm-hmm. I actually did it four ways because I wanted like little bites of it.
Yep, quartered.
And I quartered. And then I also quartered a thing of string cheese. Then I took three pieces of salami.
Okay.
Pepperoncinis.
Okay. Wow.
Shredded lettuce. Garbanzo beans. Wow. Use the pepperoncini like water juice. In the pepper juice.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, 1 tablespoon olive oil.
Yeah.
Dijon mustard.
Okay.
That's it.
Wow.
Delicious. 10 out of 10. Pepper.
Now, do you think that there's a difference between lunch salads and dinner salads?
Well, I like to have hearty salads at all times.
I totally agree.
But that salad's going to hold me over because I have the three salamis and I got my fat from the cheese and I got like salty and sweet. So that's going to hold me over.
Yeah. I like a salad. Thank you for asking. Where I have my lettuce. I have quartered cucumbers.
What kind of lettuce?
I'm a romaine girl, but I also love a chopped, like the store sells kind of like a shredded chopped salad, like with kale mix. It's a sweet kale spring mix kind of thing. I don't use anything, but so I do that. Sometimes I use the seeds and the cranberries in the package that comes. I throw that in too, and I throw a little bit of romaine. I'm quartering up a cucumber. Mm-hmm. I'm taking grape tomatoes and I'm slicing those up. I'm finding an avocado. I'm putting that in it.
Yeah.
Now, depending on how I feel, sometimes I'm going and I'm getting those sweet peppers.
Yeah.
I love chopping that up too.
My thing is like a tomato can be so hit or miss.
Well, I get
so many bad tomatoes out in the world.
Well, you have to really look at the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm slicing those babies. I'm also gonna do like a chopped chicken. I'm gonna do a chicken in the air fryer with a little lemon pepper.
Yum.
And then, you know, the dressing is important. So it depends on the vibe of my day. What's my mindset? 50, 80, or 100%, you know? 50, I'm going Olive Garden dressing that they sell at the Costco.
Okay.
80, I'm going my zero calorie miso ginger sesame dressing.
Yum.
Zero calories, but still. 100%, I'm doing that olive oil balsamic salt and pepper mix.
Yeah. All sound great. So is this a lunch or a dinner salad for you?
Well, I'm the same way where I think a salad, it doesn't matter the time of day you eat it.
Yeah.
A salad is a salad. But I have a friend who has been fighting me on lunch salads versus dinner salads. And the dinner salad means you don't
chop. It's like chop a side salad, right?
Like you don't chop the chicken up. It's like you either have the breast of the chicken and you slice it.
Sure.
And then it's more like there's not like accoutrements in the salad. It's like this, the lettuce is dressed with the chicken on top.
And that's your whole meal.
And that's a dinner salad, which.
But that's your whole meal?
Yeah. It could be a side or it could be.
Okay.
It depends how much chicken you want to put in there.
I think a side salad contains no meat.
Okay. So just a dressed lettuce.
Yeah. But like you can have toppings on it.
Oh, you can. Okay. It's just interesting how people categorize
their mindsets about salads.
I just love a salad at any point. And I love the more stuff, the better.
And French fries on the side.
Oh,
we know. We know.
That is my room service order.
I know. Okay, getting back.
Okay. Oh, the episode. Right. Let's take a quick break and then we can actually talk about the episode.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is
all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
Okay, let's talk about Hot David. So David is working these women out. Bryn decides to tag team with him and is like, "You upper class, middle class bitches, give me more."
Did Bryn go to Harvard?
Absolutely not.
Once teased. No,
she had quite a look. She had.
I loved it.
Oh, that was too much for me. Minko, US Open. What else was she wearing?
Maybe that's because it's actually very similar to my travel outfit if I'm in the winter, minus the fur coat, because I don't have that kind of money, rich or like real or fake. I'm not wearing it. Yeah. But I'm wearing like, I'll wear like a trench or a pea coat kind of thing instead. And then I wear like my skim sweatsuit. I love it. Best purchase I've made. And then I've got my tall socks and my running shoes. That's my travel outfit.
I don't have tall socks. Okay. I don't have rainbow unicorn leggings. I was shocked Jenna was wearing those. It didn't seem like her style to me. I appreciated her honesty about hating working out, but not like wanting to look bad naked. So
sure.
That's
sure.
Relatable for me.
Yeah. Relatable. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter that I still work out, and you know what? Bodies are bodies.
I was annoyed that Bryn was trying to go. Like, no. Uba met him first.
Uba did not meet him. Bryn met him first because Bryn has met him first.
In the past.
They know each other. So he's trained with her before. So technically you're wrong. I thought it was fine though. But I also love that like they're flirting. But like Bryn also knows, because when Uba walked down for their dinner, she's like, I have to compete with this bitch. Well, like, she's so hot.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so I think
I also appreciated Uva saying that she looks like a pimp.
I thought, you know, a friendly, healthy competition on men. I'm here for it. Yeah. Any man would be lucky. Both of them are stunning.
She's like, guess what? He doesn't want your strep throat.
Yeah, I'll take him.
So now mystery solved. She had strep throat.
Yep. Perfect. Yep. and look, Dave will be lucky. He would be lucky. And then I love when he's like, okay, hey, Brynn, you want to do planks? She's like, no, I want to do you. I'm like, whoa. That is a bold choice, Cotton. Let's see how it ends up. Like, let's do that.
Okay. We got to see Uba this episode eating a banana in her confessional. I knew we'd see it at some point.
Well, we saw it the first episode too.
We saw her actually eating one?
Yeah, in the confessional.
Oh, second time eating a banana. Wow.
But okay, so then I love to, right? They're like, they have no room for Brynn. So Jenna's like, and I agree. I'm like, Jenna's like, she can have my room, which also makes sense.
Absolutely.
Like, just give her the room. Jenna, you can go home. They're like, no, you are staying here with the cameras. And then I think it's funny too that they're like, that Brynn's like, okay, so Jenna can leave and we kind of just let it go, but I don't want to eat it. Beep. Catch. We're still going with the Catch storyline, even if it's already come out too, that it's not Catch. I want to say it's Catch.
Okay. I also, like, I don't see how these are the same things. These are not. These are completely reaches. Different. Like,
these are reaches.
No, we're saying you think you're so cool you couldn't eat at this restaurant. Jenna actually left because she could just hear us partying and didn't want to be there anymore.
Like, you said you were tired and going home and then you went out. So yes. You lied.
Right. Jenna just actually went home to work.
Yeah. She just needed to go take a 6 a.m. call. Which, who's calling at 6 a.m.?
It must be in London.
I was going to say, I'm like, it's not like she's like waiting for the West Coast.
No, international.
Okay.
International phone call.
Okay. Seems just, you know, I don't know.
But it's a reach. Okay. Then, so they're going to the page. They're starving.
These outfits, I got to talk about these outfits. I was like, this is a straight. Dressed no.
To the nines. And I love the two women, Jenna and Erin, who actually own homes in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
They know the real dress code of the Hamptons. And that is jeans. We're going during the week in October or whatever month we're in, off season.
We must be in November, actually, because next episode is a Thanksgiving episode.
So we're in November.
So we're not even in fall. We're in winter now.
Right. But they're still wearing white.
I know. I was going to say that to you. I was like, you said we weren't allowed to wear white after Labor Day in the Hamptons, but that's not true. Everyone's wearing white except for the two girls that own homes there.
Right.
Khaki and white. And I love when Jenna's like, so nobody knew what khaki was. Because I'm like, well, because we all think it's beige.
Right. Right.
None of us know. You're right. None of us do know what khaki is.
And they're all wearing like high boots. They're really excited to have on their neutrals and patterns. There was
do you think this was packed in for Sai? Do you think this was in a garment bag? Or do you think this was in the suitcase?
It was in the garment bag. But literally, I know I'm jumping ahead. I was dying that she wore the lingerie to dinner. You brought eight. Garment
Thank
bags.
You.
And you are re-wearing something. I love people that rewear. God bless Kate Middleton. You know, I think it's great for people to rewear things. But I, not for
We're
you.
There
not
for 3 days. You don't get to overpack a car and then rewear. Now, is it nice that you're wearing it because Jenna gave it to you? But you already wore it. Give us more looks. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Give us more looks. But see, this is the kind of thing I'm talking about with the influencer thing too, where she's like, okay, take a picture of me. Like, I'm going to pretend to walk towards you. And I'm like, ugh, I hate this.
Influencers out in the wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was funny. Erin hasn't fed us all weekend. Then we're talking about dating and Brynn's like, oh, well, you know what the secret is. What you do is you make a folder of all your really good nudes. And when you're at a party, you just casually kind of go near a guy and open that folder and start going in and like zooming in. And then they'll say hi to you.
I literally would die. And I wonder if she actually does this. And then we find out she's been engaged three times.
Engaged three times? Table flip.
Tell me more.
I know. We got to know. I'm feeling like that might be the part of the story next week.
Of the Thanksgiving story?
Yes. Yes.
I think it's going to be about her grandmother because her grandmother passed and she was raised by her.
Oh, but okay.
I don't know.
No, that's probably more likely. Okay, fine. Never mind.
But tell me who the three guys were.
But then Uba being like, well, that's for perverts. My way is that I smile and I just ask for directions. Where's the D? And then I laugh too because Jenna's like, it's so like Jenna's because she's, you know, had both sides of the table kind of thing is like, listen, like the way that like you know, even the way that I dress, I used to dress for the man's eye. And like, you know, women, when you date women, it's just so different because they already know the games. They already know the tricks. So you can't do these like things for men that you do for women because it doesn't work the same way.
I know. I kind of love that.
Me too. And it's just like funny, like listening to like them. And then, of course, then, you know, they're like,
they got to bring up the double standard.
They have to talk about it again. And she just says, you know, Bryn says that nothing can be Jenna's fault. And Aaron says, it's because I like her more than I like you.
Well, maybe it's because I like her a little bit more. Also, that is honest. That is honest.
It's very honest. I was like, oh,
I'm surprised, though, they didn't. They're not taking that seedling and running with that. Like, she openly said that she likes Jenna more than me. And I mean,
we're talking about cheese and we're talking about sleeping at a home and we're going to let this one pass.
I know. I'm shocked.
We let pass. And also, Bryn, you're sharing a bed with her.
I know. And then Bryn's like, well, I guess I don't have as much to offer as Jenna Lyons.
I love it. I love it. And then like,
she does the dog comparison.
Well, yeah, the stepping on your dog's paw or shooting your dog. I'm like, okay, see, here's where you're losing me. And I was with Uba. I am watching a French movie. Like, what is happening over here? So I can't even pay attention. She's starving. Okay. She hasn't eaten for 48 hours now. Okay. One caviar Pringle did not do it for her. Apparently she didn't eat at Topping Rose either.
This is to my favorite episode of Sigh so far.
Yes. And then, you know,
but then what's her face?
Jessel again. She's like, well, I guess you just can't please everyone. And Aaron's like, we can't please you. You are always complaining.
She has no idea. She's like, what are you talking about? You're like, you're complaining that my house is freezing, that you can't get on the Wi-Fi. You literally hated the gift that was given to you.
I hate it. I look like a Christmas tree. Like, you're still not even like, you don't even have the wherewithal to understand how, like, there's no self-awareness of how offensive you're being right now to Jenna. And Jenna's like, yeah, it was really awkward and I feel uncomfortable. Because she doesn't want confrontation.
This is when I realized, I'm like, she's not going to do well at a reunion.
Mm-mm, no,
she's too amicable.
Yeah. Well, then Bryn, like, kind of, this is why I like Bryn too, because I feel like when it gets heated, she's like, oh no, we're like not going to go this route. And she's like, guys, I would tell you, just don't touch a woman's thermostat. Like, she just makes it like kind of brings in like a funny, like, levity that like is needed.
But then I'm like, is that why the heat's not working? Because someone touched the
I think it's a just overall problem. She's like, it's only working. It works in my room just fine. It does not work in the other room. She probably like closed the vents, but can't reach the top of the ceiling.
So she is definitely not managing the household on a normal basis.
It's tough. Okay.
Wait, great. Also, Jessel saying like, well, I mean, I would happily exchange it for something that's more stylish.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. And they're like, what is wrong with you?
They're like, you still can't apologize on it. Like, she's just like, it's just not my style. And it's your fault for not recognizing that.
I'm ready for that lingerie to make it to the clubhouse.
No, it's not iconic enough.
Really?
It's not iconic enough.
I think it could be. It could be at BravoCon.
Jessel's going to have to do a lot more for it to be iconic. Because it's like, at this point, put a cheese board in there. Put the Jenna pajamas in there or something. It's not for me. Let's take another quick break and then let's come back and talk about the dinner.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, I did love that they're like, no, Jenna, you're not wearing jeans tonight. We're going to dress you up like you'll fit
in. To go downstairs, by the way. I thought we were going back out to dinner, but we're just going downstairs in the house.
I know, but I mean, they wanted to get dressed up for dinner. I thought it was sweet. I love that they wanted her to put in some effort, and she did. She looked stunning in that black Uba dress.
She had Uba's black dress. She had a red Valentino shoe. Brynn had this blue dress, which I've also been eyeing. It's on Revolve and it's like $600, but I've seen a lot of knockoffs of it. But I was like thinking.
I think Abercrombie and Fitch has a knockoff of it.
I love that. Okay. Cause I think that'd be a really good wedding dress wedding guest dress.
They look on Abercrombie and Fitch.
Okay, thank you for
that. They didn't have that much color. It's like, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Good to know. But thank you. Thank you about that. And then what else is everybody wearing? Everyone's like wearing dresses. I loved Uba. I loved her headscarf. She's in like kind of a green number.
Everyone's enjoying the sush.
Yeah. I mean, they were loving the food. It looked
that's the
I
most
mean,
they've eaten.
Well, they were starving. So they're like, thank God. Thank God. Then we have to play another fucking game.
This one was more interesting to me. True, truth, and a lie. It's a more organic game. It's not like writing out questions and like looking what the question is. This was more organic to me. So okay, let's go over.
But then
one.
It's of course it's all about sex again, and I'm like, I just guys, I'm just so disinterested in these sex lives of these women.
Well, then I was like, if we had to do two, I was thinking if we had to do two truths and a lie,
okay, what would yours be? I'd be like, I have never had braces. I'm left-handed. I was on a Rose Parade flight. A rose parade float.
You are not left-handed.
Correct, but I've also never had braces, so I guess I did the game wrong.
You never had braces?
No, these little snaggles that are just how they're supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, yeah, but I did two lies and a truth. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, yeah. My bad. But I'm just saying, like, mine would be like, What would yours be, Mary?
I don't know. I would need some time to think about this.
I've taught eighth grade. I've taught third grade. I've taught pre-K.
Eighth grade.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I just feel like the ones when I'm like, okay, it's always sexual too. Okay. But let's go through it.
Okay. So first up we have, Aaron.
Yep.
Aaron, I've had sex in a Knicks game and I love Brit. Who hasn't dated a Knicks player?
Like, not special, honey.
I've had
she's
sex.
Also probably in a suite and did it in the bathroom of the suite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had sex in a senator's office.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had sex in a car. And I'm like, okay, so now every single person's going to talk about sex. Okay, cool.
Right. She set the tone.
Okay. She's and the
lied
lie
about the Knicks
is,
game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she calls her husband to remind him of her having sex with somebody else in a senator's office. And he's like, cool, the kids are in the car. Like, oh my God, Abe. He's like, why are you telling me this? Like, again, it's a little too try hard.
Kids don't know what sex is. Then I would be like, yeah, sex is if you're a male or a female.
Okay. Size, where she does. Okay. This one was really, Bryn's commentary on this one was really make me laugh. Like, multiple hand jobs at the same time. She's participated in threesomes and she loves to be choked out. And Bryn just being like, la, 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 with the hand jobs. And then being like, she probably has a third hand that's like doing influencer stuff. Like, that made me laugh too. But the lie was the multiple hand jobs.
She enjoys a light choking.
Mm-hmm.
That's her thing.
Then Bryn, hers was, the theme was reverse cowgirl. Cowgirl of a professional athlete, reverse cowgirl of a Saudi prince, and reverse cowgirl of a U.S. governor. And Uba said, what I've realized is that she has a good ass and doesn't want to show her face.
And it was no on the governor. Everyone mm-hmm. knew it.
Mm-hmm. Then poor Jenna.
Jenna's like, so I've had sex in a movie theater. I fell asleep during sex once. And a boyfriend fell asleep during sex with me.
And she's like, I haven't fallen asleep. And so, yeah, someone fell asleep on me. And that was cool.
No.
So
I was like, of course. Jenna, did you still have a boner?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I mean, I guess so, because don't sometimes men wake up with them?
I guess. True.
You know, I think whatever. Then Uba, she's like, okay, I've had sex on a Virgin airline. I've had sex in Central Park, and I've had sex in Zara. She hasn't had sex in Zara. But then my favorite part of these things, too, is like, okay, story time. They're like, I'm not telling that story. Like, Aaron's like, that story is not being told about the senator, even though I brought it up. And then they're like, Central Park. And it was like, I live next to there, and I will not be moving any further with that commentary. It's like, what?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yeah. So then Jessel, she's made out with a rapper. She's She's had a popsicle stuck in her vagina, and she's had sex in an elevator at Soho House. I'm like, it wasn't at Soho House because that's a quick lift. Which is true. That was a lie. But Bryn had said she would run around the house naked if it was the popsicle. And then I'm thinking, how would a popsicle get stuck? Because it melts.
I think she just meant to say, I've had a popsicle up my vagina.
Mm-hmm. And this was obviously not with her husband because she hates him.
Everyone's like disturbed yet intrigued.
They're like, is she okay? Also, why?
Tell me what should you do that more now?
Yeah, you know, just try to figure it all out.
She did say she didn't have a good vibrator, so that maybe she was talking about the popsicle.
She's just like shaking it around in her, just like, does it feel anything? It's very cold, very cold. What flavor?
Cherry.
Definitely cherry. I was gonna go orange because I don't think you waste the good cherry's like the best flavor, so I feel like it's like an orange or a grape. You think someone's down there?
Yes.
Yeah, but Jessel seems like selfish where she wouldn't waste the good flavor for somebody else.
Oh,
like she's like, look, you got, like, I eat the cherry one, you get grape or orange. Take your pick from there.
All right. Blue. You can have blue. It's
like, don't do blue. I do not want to turn blue down there. You don't get blue. Again, not orange. The cherry.
Orange would be the safest.
Orange is the safest. And I feel like it's orange. And I hope that, you know what? Hey, Courtney from Los Angeles would like to ask at the reunion, Jessel, what was the flavor of the popsicle in your vagina?
Ask that.
I am right now. Courtney from Los Angeles wants to know.
Oh my God.
I will be tweeting that.
I love that.
I will I will make sure that I send the message.
I will make sure that you did that as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Sai is, she is a problem solver. Love her. She's trying to figure out how to turn on the fireplace. She's like, we just throw a match on it. It's fine. She's like, that's how I lit my oven my whole life.
Yeah.
Love but that.
Really what it is it's out of propane.
Yes.
So it's problem solved. Yes. Problem solved. They get the propane tank in there. They turn on that fire pit and they're all out there. Bryn
literally cannot help herself. She loves to flirt. I think they said she was born flirting with her doctor. Like, it's so true. She's
gets on the line with Aid.
Did she not give you Brandy Glanville vibes? Even the way she was talking, because she kind of goes into a higher pitched voice when she's flirting, which makes me think of Brandy. Season two, Brandy, like in the very beginning when we first met her, not when she started going downhill.
I've definitely met Bryn before. I don't know who she is, but I've met her before. Oh,
okay. You've met like a version of Bryn.
Yes.
Yes. And I agree. She also reminds me of somebody. I agree. Even like her face in general. I'm like, oh, I know somebody with this face.
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. But I'm like, we'll figure it out. We'll get to the bottom of this. But I love the conversation because that was a great conversation. So they bring out these like dollar store cups that they're having their drinks. And they're like, oh my God, the dollar store is so cute. And Sai's like, that's a rich person thing, or like a well-off person thing, being like, oh my God, I love going to the dollar store. You know, she's like, I literally had like my family went to the dollar store because that's all we could afford. Yeah. I thought it was a really interesting conversation to have that, because she was like kind of explaining like, no, the dollar store is like not cute. Like, well, when you have to shop there to survive.
When you're getting your Christmas tree at dollar store, it's not so much fun to go in there.
Right. She
had a lot of background with her. She moved like every 7 months. So she was born in LA, then moved to New York, then lived in Florida. She was like, I was always the new girl at school. I was always getting bullied, but I have learned to adapt. And basically when I was 16, I moved out. I moved to Brooklyn with a friend because my mom was living in her, like a bedroom at someone's house, and there wasn't room. Mm-hmm. So she worked at Sears. Then she tried to go to college. She kind of went, dropped out junior year because she couldn't afford it, but just like lived at dorms with friends. And she's a hustler, you know? Mm-hmm.
I love it.
So
I love getting to know more of her backstory too. And I love too that like Bryn was like, we were on these like parallel paths. So like I have like such respect for Sai, but also like hand holding her in the sense that like we held hands like doing this, you know, the same sort of thing. Like even Bryn talking about like we'd get the catalog and I'd circle and then we'd just imagine what our life would be like if we had like, you know, these sets, pay for payments kind of thing. And I'm like, I love seeing like this vulnerability and then the connection too.
We need to manifest for ourselves, Courtney. What are you manifesting?
100% mindset.
I'm manifesting a home for myself.
Okay, great.
Marin County.
I love that for you. Keep manifesting. And then, you know, after this, Jenna's like, you guys, I'm going to stay and put Bryn out. Get in Aaron's bed.
I loved her red lip. Oh, Jenna's red lip.
I thought they all, well, and I laughed too, and they're like, thanks for helping us, Jenna, with like the fire pit. And she's like, what did you want me to do? You know, it's like, she's like, I think I was the smart one staying away.
I really like Jenna as a person and I'm intrigued by her, but just once again, don't know. She's a housewife.
Okay, fair. Yeah. And I think that will be her uphill battle.
But like Sai this week, number one girl.
Oh.
Number one girl.
You said Aaron was your number one.
No, now Sai.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But it's fun. I think everything is like super light. Yeah. It is fresh to see these new faces. It's fun to get to know their background stories. We're getting like a little bit more of each person each week. And I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm just worried they're not going to fight enough.
I think it's okay though. I'm okay with like how it's progressing, because I think this is a good way to have them all return. And I think if we need new blood, we need new blood. I don't know. I'm into it. And I think that this is like, they're just getting to know each other. I think, you know, listen, we have to watch the divorce of Jessel next season.
That's a good point.
You know, I want to see.
And we have to have someone we hate, you know, Jessel.
Yeah. And I want to see Bryn and Uba dating. I want to see Jenna dating if she wants to share her relationship with us. You know, I want to see. I want to see it all.
Is there a villain?
Yeah, it's Jessel. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't know she's a villain. So that's the best part.
Okay.
No self-awareness. I like that.
Who's the number one girl in the group?
It's Jenna to them.
Yeah.
But I don't think that for us this week, I don't think she's the number one girl in the group.
Yeah.
I actually think if Sai plays her cards right, she can be the number one girl in the group. She can usurp that from Jenna because she's like today's it girl. Yes. Where Jenna was like yesterday's it girl in a sense. So she has the respect, right, from history.
I see that. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yep. All right. Well, until next week.
All right, guys. Bye. Have a great week.
Bye.